The Bible.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And in studio with us here is Carrie Cox, probably one of the busiest guys this time of year you're going to find. He's with Washington County Emergency Management. How you doing there, sir?
Good.
Well, great. You know, it's not snowing, it's not tornadoing, and it's not flooding, so I guess it's a good day.
It's a good day. It's a good day.
First things first, we had this little flirtation with winter. Kind of a mixed bag.
Yeah.
How do you think we did?
I think we did pretty good. You know, I had a lot to deal with. You know, cold temperatures, very cold temperatures. Got some snow, which is the first, you know, real snow that we've really had for, 2011, I think. So a little ice to go with it, and then throw in some rolling blackouts, and you've got the perfect storm.
Have we had any little consultations with those who may have been, you know, in charge of those rolling blackouts?
We have, and I'll say from the very beginning, we have a great relationship with PSO and some of the other utility providers, and typically have really good communications with those folks. But this was an unprecedented event,
a one-off,
and a very widespread, and it kind of caught everybody by surprise, quite frankly, and some decisions got made higher up that didn't follow the chain that we typically use when we make those decisions and communications, and a few people got missed, and so some surprises occurred. But I think we've got that corrected, and again, we're always good partners with PSO and the other folks, and it was just a very challenging event.
An event that's been going on for over a year now has been COVID, and that's been a fluctuating thing here in Oklahoma. It started out with a lot of fear, and then numbers went down, numbers went up, numbers went down. We're kind of at a flat part, or are we going down here on the numbers?
Well, I think we're going down a little bit.
Gently down?
Most importantly, it's we've stabilized, and we're getting more and more vaccines out there, vaccinations. It's a slow process. The vaccination thing has been very frustrating to a lot of folks.
Well, I know when I spoke with you early on, right after the vaccines became available, you warned me right up front. You said, I can tell you something right now, but that can change in a few minutes because there's a lot of discussion and a lot of changes in the rollout. And I imagine some of that's been ironed out, but still, I imagine since it's something that you just don't do every year.
Yeah,
nobody does this.
And we're still dealing with a few changes, but it's getting better. We're getting more people vaccinated, and it's slow, admittedly, but we're getting there. And it's all about supply and demand. And we just didn't have enough vaccine available. We just couldn't produce it fast enough to meet the demand because everybody wanted their shot all at the same time.
Oh, boy, did they. Now, the thing is that when this first came to be, there was a lot of excitement. And you're right. Everybody wanted to get the shot. Everybody wanted to get back to normal. But I will say this on behalf of, everyone involved. No one told us anything that wasn't true. Everybody had the caveat saying, this is what we know at this snapshot in time. This is what we know right now. And we were very careful to put it out in that manner because we did know that we were going to be in a state of flux.
Yeah, and that was a problem, and I think that's what caused the frustration with a lot of people. There were a lot of things we did not know. And we were very upfront with folks, but, we just don't know. We've not been in this place before, and so there were a lot of things that we had to kind of work through and work out and find answers for.
Well, I tell you what, so far so good. I hear we're in the top 10 among states per capita getting shots in people's arms, something like that.
I think we're very close, if not there.
And the thing is, I heard the governor say that with so many people who have had it and recovered, you got a lot of the antibody folks that are ready to roll through, and that has helped significantly as well.
It has, and we're getting, I think we're very close, may have even occurred this week, getting another vaccine out on the market. I think Johnson & Johnson was approved. There's another one from AstraZeneca that I think is very close to being approved. So the more of those that get approved and get out there, that's going to help that supply. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be able to meet that demand, and it's going to get better and better as we go forward.
There you go. That's great. Hopefully, as the governor says, we will have our summer back.
I certainly hope so.
Speaking of summer and springtime, it gets to be that interesting predicament where we stand in line oftentimes to get either floods or tornadoes or sometimes a little bit of both. Goodness sakes, we had a tornado in January.
Yeah, I mean, it's we thought 2020 was something, but then 2021 shows us that they can throw even more at us with a tornado in January.
Yeah, so, here, hold my ale.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's that time of year, and it's certainly we're going to start seeing some of those thunderstorms come in and getting ready for that. And you know, this the COVID thing has impacted that even, because you know, typically this time of year we do our National Weather Service spotter training. We host that up here, and that's open to the public, and we're not able to do that this year simply because of the pandemic. The federal employees are not allowed to travel and be in large groups, and we certainly don't want to bring people into a large group setting like that may get exposed. So all of that training was done virtually this year, and it was done primarily for those emergency management and amateur radio operators that are actually out in the field doing the spotting.
Okay, that's good. I mean, that we're taking the precaution, but it's bad that we're not going to have the class, because I kind of look forward to that. I used to be one of those guys that stood up on TV in front of the pretty map and got in the way and said, hey, look what's coming. But you know it's actually when you're that guy, you're pretty safe. It's the spotter who's out there on the roof with binoculars looking at what's coming down the pike, saying, well, because he or she beats the radar because they actually have visual.
And so we're gearing up for that this year, getting ready. All of our spotters are getting their training done and getting their updates and ready to start, you know, watching for those spring storms that are going to come in. So we want to remind folks that they need to do the same thing. Get prepared for that spring weather season and make sure that the safe room or the hidey hole or the closet or whatever it is that you use for your shelter, make sure that's ready and cleaned out, and everyone knows what their job is when it comes time to answer that warning and take their precautions.
Batteries, flashlights, radios, and water. Get them.
Absolutely. A NOAA weather radio, too.
Yeah, you need that.
Make sure those backup batteries are fresh in that as well.
Because, you know, sometimes, folks, that little thing that the government does, it's one of the things that the federal government does pretty darn well is the National Weather Service. And when things change, they can change it on a dime, and they'll get it to you. I also want to thank you for always sending a member of your team up here to help us out at the radio station. We always have a gentleman here that's giving us something that we're not getting on the wire service quite as fast. And that really, really helps, and I really value our partnership with you.
And you know, and that's, you bring that up, we lost a member of our agency recently, and that's the gentleman that would usually come up here and do that for you. So we're trying to recruit and train somebody to come and take his place and continue that partnership that we have with you guys.
Oh, my. I'm sorry to hear of his passing, but wow. We've got a lot of things going on here. Floods, we still working with FEMA, because when I first moved here about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, we had horrible floods, and it seemed like FEMA would show up, FEMA would go away, FEMA would come back, FEMA would send paperwork. It was FEMA, FEMA, FEMA. And have we ever really gotten past 2 years ago?
You know, it seems like for the last 2 years that's all we've done is work with FEMA, and we're still working with them because FEMA has a part in this pandemic.
Oh, they do.
You know, so we've been dealing with them through that. We just finished up the flood projects from 2019.
Wow.
And thought we were rid of FEMA for that, but no, they're in the middle of this pandemic COVID situation. And then with the winter storms, you know, FEMA's got a part in that, and they're back in town for that. Now, we didn't have enough damages that would qualify for FEMA here in Washington County, at least that we've been able to determine yet. So maybe we won't have to deal with them for the winter storm part. So.
Okay. They're nice enough fellas.
They are, but you know, when FEMA shows up, you know somebody's had a really bad day.
Oh, and so yeah.
You don't like to have to see them.
No, that's absolutely true. Now, you're stationed over there on the east side of town. You got mm-hmm. a nice. What did that building used to be?
It used to be the old Walmart building.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and
it's huge.
Yeah, it's a big building. We have a very tiny corner in that building, and it's, you know, Walmart used to have some of their divisions there, and then they moved those folks out, and we were the only thing in the building there for a short mm-hmm. time, and then they sold it, mm-hmm. and so a company here in town, DSR, mm-hmm. purchased that building and moved their operations in there, and they were gracious enough to allow us to remain there as well. And we appreciate their hospitality, and so we occupy a very small corner back there in the southeast side, and that's what we call home, and that's where everything we do with emergency management is centered out of that location.
My first week on the job, Garrett Giles took me out to visit you guys back mm-hmm. there in that little corner, so I know where it is very, very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you got your little parking spot there for your trailers and everything mm-hmm. else that you might need just in case of, dare we say it, an emergency.
Yeah.
So, boy. So everybody's getting prepped here for spring, and we're done with winter, and we're hoping that COVID goes bye-bye.
Yes.
That would be a good thing.
That would be a good thing. Get back to something that we're kind of used to dealing with.
The occasional thunderstorm and the occasional small flood. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh. Well, Carrie, I tell you what, I thank you very much for coming in here and explaining a lot of things and mm-hmm. Bringing people up to date on things that we need to know. And your agency has always been a great partner with us, and we'd be lost without you guys, that's for sure. And, you know, I think our community... They never really kind of think of your agency until, oh, my gosh, yeah, it's a coming. And then it's like going, oh, yeah, those guys, whoa, they come in handy. So, folks, keep top of mind awareness of these folks. Be nice to them. They don't make the weather.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, and we appreciate the partnerships that we have with you guys here at the radio station.
Uh-huh.
That allows us to get that information out to the public quickly and easily. Mm-hmm. And so that's a great value for us as well.
Thanks again. Folks, you've been listening to our Community Connection right here on K1.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of